弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters, and friends.
我们在听神的话语之前，我们一起来到主的面前，来恳求他的帮助。
Let us help from our Lord.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来赞美你的名。
Heavenly Father, we come before you together to praise you.
因为是你的恩典，你把我们从世人中分别出来，成为主你的儿女。
It is your grace that you have separated us apart from others.
主，我们自己什么也做不了，除了你的恩典之外，主，我们真的一无所有。
Oh Lord, other than your grace, we have nothing.
主，我们感谢你赐给我们教会，让弟兄姐妹能够同心合意来敬拜你。
We thank you for giving us the church so that we brothers and sisters can worship you together.
主，我们真的是要用心灵诚实来敬拜你，因为你是一个灵。
Oh Lord, we ought to worship you in truth and in spirit.
主，我们也要真的是来到你的面前，能够心灵守节来敬拜你。
We come to you before to worship you first.
主，我们若过去一周，我们弟兄姐妹哪有得罪你的、得罪人的，求主你的宝血涂抹，求主你赦免我们。
If we have offended you or transgressed against our brothers, others, may you forgive us.
我们感谢主，求主你就今天领导我们从头到尾的敬拜，愿主你的名被高举。
We thank you. May you lead our worship today from beginning till end. May your name be upheld.
开启我们每个人的心，用敬畏的心来听你的话语。
So let us receive your words with a reverent heart.
我们感谢主，我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We thank our Lord. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
当我们给人传福音是最大的困难，就是让一个不信的人承认自己是一个罪人。
The greatest challenge when we spread the gospel is to make unbelievers to admit that he is a sinner.
因为在大多数人的心目中，罪人就是那些因为违反国家的法律而被逮捕或者被法院判定定罪的人。
Because in their mind, a sinner is those who has violated the law and has been sentenced by the law.
所以呢，只有不信的人承认自己是个罪人，我们才能根据圣经的原则把罪的后果来告诉他们。
To make those unbelievers to admit to be a sinner, we need to tell them about the consequences of sin from the Bible.
而一个罪人呢，只有知道罪的后果，他才有可能接受耶稣基督成为他的救主。
A sinner can only possibly accept Jesus as Savior only after they know the consequence of their sin.
那么什么是罪？那么罪的后果又是什么呢？
So what is sin?And what is the consequence of sin?
根据罗马书三章二十三节告诉我们，他说：“因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。”
From Romans 6:3, it says, "All man has fallen short of God's glory, and have committed sin."
也就是说，亏缺神的荣耀，那么在神的眼里就是犯罪。
So in other words, fall short of God's glory is sin in God's eyes.
而犯罪的后果就是死。
And the consequence of sin is death.
那么什么叫亏缺神的荣耀？那么亏缺神的荣耀其实就是不顺服神的命令，或者是违背神的教导。
So to fall short of glory of God is not to follow God's commands or has not been obedient to God.
那么人们都知道，每个人都会死亡。
We all knew that we're all going to die.
然而，是不是每个人都知道死后去哪里呢？
Does everybody know where do we go after death?
是不是会知道死后又会发生什么呢？
Or do they know what's going to happen after death?
所以这些呢，不一定每一个人都知道或者都相信。
So not everybody know all of this, and not everybody all believe in all of this.
然而，希伯来书九章二十七节告诉我们，他说：“按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。”
So according to Hebrews 9:27, it says, "And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment."
所以通过今天的信息中关于罪的可怕的后果，神的儿女应当如何来知道基督？那么知道基督徒当应该自守自律，来为主做美好的见证。
So from today's message, we need to know the consequence of sin, and that we as Christians are supposed to be self-controlled and self-disciplined.
那么我们想通过三个方面来跟大家分享这段经文。
I'm going to share with you in three different perspectives.
那么第一点就是罪的后可怕后果。
So the first is the terrible result of sin.
第二点就是地狱永远的痛苦。
The second is the eternal torment of hell.
最后跟大家分享基督徒生命的彰显。
So the third is the manifestation of Christian life.
那我们先看第一点，罪的可怕后果。那么这里在第42节，还有43节、45节，还有47节的前半部分。
So the verse 42, 43, 45, and 47, the first half,are talking about the consequence, terrible consequence of sin.
我们先来看第42节。42节这里告诉我们，他说凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒的，倒不如把大磨石拴在这人的颈项上，扔在海里。
So first one is verse 42.Whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, it should be better for him if a great millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea.
那么上一个星期的信息的最后一节41节谈到那些奉主的名来帮助神的儿女满足他们的需要的人必然会得到神他的赏赐。
Last week, when we finished at verse 41, it says, "Whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will be rewarded."
而这里42节谈到的是，如果一个人使神的儿女跌倒或者犯罪，他必然会面对非常严重的后果。
And here in verse 42, it says, "Whoever causes a little one of God to sin, and he will have consequences."
那么这一节经文里面的小子这个词在这里并不是指小孩子，而是指任何一位信徒神的儿女。
It says this little one does not mean young children. It refers to everyone.
那么这里还有一个词叫大磨石，它其实是一种这个过去的一种农用的工具。
So the great millstone, which is one of the tools used in agriculture,
它是用来呢把粮食从这个颗粒状磨碎成为一个粉末状。
So used to grind the wheat into powder.
那么它是上下两块圆形的大的石块，那么每块重有好几百磅。
So there are two pieces of huge stones, each one weighs many hundred pounds.
那么粮食呢，就靠这两颗石头之间的摩擦把它们磨碎了。
So use those two stones to grind, so we may have grain.
那么我记得我小时候呢，我所在的村庄里面也用这种磨石来磨豆腐呀，或者磨一些别的粮食。
So I remember when I was little in our village, we used those millstones to make food.
那么其实这个42节这节经文在原文的意思，那么与咱们的和合本的意义翻译呢有略有一些不同。
In verse 42, according to the original meaning, it's a little bit different from the Chinese translation.
那么它的原文的本意呢，它是这样的，它说如果一个人可能会导致信徒犯罪。
That the original meaning, if one person who may cause the believers to sin,
那么即使在他使信徒犯罪前把一块大磨石拴到他的脖子上扔到海里。
Even before he sins, if you put a great millstone on his neck and throw into the sea,
也比让他使信徒犯罪更好。
Even that would be better to make the disciples sin.
也就是说，在他使信徒犯罪之前，就应该用这个、用各种方法阻止他，让导致信徒犯罪。
So in other words, before he makes the believers to sin, we should try everything to prevent it.
那么主耶稣呢，在这里用这样一个对比来告诫我们。
So here Jesus used a contrast to warn us.
那么导致一个信徒犯罪是一个很严重的罪。
To cause a disciple to sin is a very serious sin.
因为这样的话呢，既是一个人自己犯罪，也是导致别人犯罪。
Because this way, not only you sin, it also made other people sin.
所以要尽一切的可能避免这些事情的发生。
So we try to do everything we can to prevent it.
那么主耶稣呢，并没有明确的告诉这种罪的真实的后果。
Jesus didn't tell us the true consequence of such sins.
而他只是说他要面对的惩罚比把几百磅的大石头拴到他的脖子上把他扔到海里更严重。
Just only tell us about the possible punishment is more serious than by put a great millstone over 100 pounds around his neck.
那么主耶稣在这里呢也是在告诫每一位信徒。
Here, Jesus is warning every believer.
但是呢，但是主这里这节经文呢，主耶稣更是在告诫那么教会的带领者和参与服事的一些弟兄姐妹要特别的小心。
But Jesus also warning the teachers, the leaders, and the people who serve in the church be very careful.
比如牧师、传道、长老、执事、主日学的老师。
For example, the ministers, the pastor.And the teachers of a Sunday school,
以及司会、领事、翻译、招待等等这些参与服事的弟兄姐妹
including ushers and presiders and translators, all the people who serve in the church.
因为他们的言行很容易影响其他的信徒
because their words and their deeds are easily influencing others.
也会被那些没有信主的或者来的这些新的慕道友看在眼里。
They can be seen by those unbelievers or new seekers.
那么这是主耶稣告诫信徒要警惕导致其他信徒犯罪或者跌倒以及这样做的严重的后果。
So here Jesus is warning the believers that the serious consequence of causing believers to sin.
那么主耶稣呢紧接着又告诫信徒要警醒自守靠神的恩典和力量来对付自己的罪性。
Jesus can immediately after teach and warn the believers we need to exercise self-discipline preventing ourselves from sinning.
竭力对付自己因为肉体的软弱来犯各种任意妄为的罪。
Try diligently preventing us because we are weak to commit any kinds of sin.
我们来看第43节、45节，还有47节前半部分。
We shall now see verses 43, 45, and 47.
他说：“倘若你一只手叫你跌倒，就把它砍下来。”那么 ，OK，
Go ahead。
第四十五节，倘若你一只手，第四十五节，倘若你一只脚叫你跌倒，就把它砍下来。47节前半部分，他说：“倘若你一只眼叫你跌倒，就把它就去掉它。”
So on 43 it says, "And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off." 45, "And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off." Verse 47, "And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out."
这里并不是说让我们说真的就是哎，说你犯一个罪，你就把。手砍下来，把腿砍下来，把眼拿掉。
This is not truly mean that you just cut your hand, cut your foot, or tear your eye.
主耶稣在这里是乃是要告诉我们，我们犯罪所导致的严重的后果。
But Jesus is telling us the serious consequences of sin.
我们每天都会使用我们的手、脚和我们的眼睛。
Every day, we're going to use our foot, our hand, and our eye.
所以在这里呢，这些肢体或者是这些器官，就是代表我们人的罪性。
So these members represents the sin nature of us.
那么主耶稣呢，再次的警戒我们。
Once again, Jesus is warning us.
那么他的字面意思就是，如果我们的手或者脚导致我们犯罪，那么在犯罪之前就应该阻止他们，把他们砍掉。
So if our foot and our hand or eye cause us to sin, we should prevent it, cut it off before we make the sin.
如果我们的眼睛使我们犯罪，那么在我们眼睛犯罪之导致我们犯罪之前，我们就应该把它挖掉。
So if the eye causes us to sin, then before we commit the sin, we should tear out the eye.
那么主耶稣是在告诉我们，我们应当尽一切所能来预防我们因在我们的罪性所犯的一切的罪。
So Jesus is telling us we ought to do all things possible preventing our sin nature which causes us to sin.
即使我们付上身体自残的代价，我们也要这样去做。
Even we have to pay the big price to cut off our body, we have to prevent the sin.
因为如果这样的犯罪之后呢，它的实际后果比我们的身体自残更为严重，更为可怕。
Because the consequence of sin is more terrible than if we have a cut off our body.
当然，圣经中也告诉我们，我们虽然是蒙恩的罪人，但是没有一个罪人说就停止一到借主之后永远不会犯罪。
Even though that we are redeemed, but it doesn't say that we will not sin until we meet with Christ at the last day.
但是我们圣经中也告诉我们，主耶稣说，如果我们犯了罪，我们如果诚心的来到主的面前，求他的饶恕，让我们有悔改的心。
So the Bible also teaches us if we commit sin, we come before Him, we confess.And ask God for forgiveness.
所以主耶稣并不是说我们不是说让我们杜绝犯罪，而是让我们不要经常去犯罪，要靠他的恩典来克服，来对付我们的罪性。
So Jesus is not saying we will not sin, but he's telling us we should overcome by His grace to commit not to commit sin.
那么谈完这些呢，主耶稣呢接着就解释犯罪的后果到底有多么的严重。
After this, Jesus told us how serious is the consequence of sin.
那么就是我们的第二点，地狱永远的痛苦。
So the second point is the eternal torment of hell.
我们来看第四十四节、四十六节，还有第四十七后半部分，还有四十八。
So verse 44, 46, 47, and the second half of 48.
这里说，你缺了肢体进入永生，强如两只手落到地狱，入那不灭的火里去。四十六节，你全腿进入 永生，强如两只脚被丢在地狱里。四十七节后半部分，你只有一只眼进入神的国，强如有两只眼被丢在地狱里，在那里虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
So verse 43.The last half, it is better for you to enter life crippled than with two hands to go to hell. 45, it is better for you to enter life lame than with two feet to be thrown into hell. And then it says, it is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into hell.Where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched.
那么主耶稣在这里是再次用一个对比的方式来告诉我们。
Once again, Jesus used a contrast to tell us.
那么即使带着自残的身体进入永生，在永恒中与主同在，也比带着完整的身体被丢到地狱里好。
So we rather enter the kingdom with a crippledwith to be with the Lord than to enter into the hell when we keep our body intact.
因为在那里他说有不灭的火，有不死的虫。
Because their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched.
那么其实主耶稣讲这些的时候呢，他并不是给人一个抽象的一个概念，而是人让让让而是 而他的听众在当时呢是能够想象得到，也有见过这种的场面。
This is, when he said this, it's not just something abstract, and he thinks those people in those days may have seen such a condition.
因为在第四十四节和四十七节中的地狱这个词，在希腊文中它用的是新嫩子骨。
You know, in that verse 47, and they use the word hell, in the original meaning is the valley of Sinim.
因为在旧约时代，许多拜假神的人，在这个新嫩子谷呢，就把他们的儿女当作祭物，献给他们的假神摩洛。
Because that was the place during the Old Testament time, people sacrificed their own children to the false god.
所以呢，在耶稣时代呢，以色列人就把这个地方看作是污秽不洁的，是被咒诅的。
So in the time of Jesus, the Israelites look at this place as dirty, filthy, and unclean.
所以为了不让人们在这里拜假神，所以就把这个地方的新嫩子谷，他们作为就成为一个巨大的垃圾场。
So because they don't want the people worship the false gods, so they make that.Whole place become a collection of garbage.
那么这里既有生活垃圾，也有动物的尸体，还有那些因为犯罪被杀的人的尸体。
So there, not only there are garbage, there are also the corpse of an animal, of a corpse of the people who were killed.
所以这些的所以这里面的这个垃圾呢，它一直在燃烧，而同时呢，这里也有那些尸体中的虫子，所以我们可以想象这是一种什么样的情景。
So in that place, the garbage were continually being burned, and also the worms cut off, coming out of the corpse.
所以呢，在当时呢，新嫩子谷呢，在当时的犹太人中，他们就把这个作为地狱的代名词。
So in those days, the Jewish people considered the valley of Sinim just like the place of hell.
因为很多人是亲眼见过这样的情景。
Because they have watched those places.
那么这也是以赛亚书六十六章二十二到二十四节对这一场景的预言。
So this is what described in Isaiah six, chapter 66.
所以以赛亚书六十六章二十二到二十四节这样说：他说，耶和华说，我所要造的新天新地，怎样在我面前长存？你们的后裔和你们的名字也必照样长存。每逢月朔安息日，凡有血气的必来在我面前下拜，这是耶和华说的。他们必出去观看那些违背我人的死守，因为他们的虫是不死的，他们的火是不灭的，凡有血气的都必憎恶他们。
Isaiah 66 verses 22 to 24. For as the new heavens and the new earth that I make shall remain before me, says the LordSo shall your offspring and your name remain. From new moon to new moon, from Sabbath to Sabbath, all flesh shall come to worship before me, declares the Lord. And they shall go out and look on the dead bodies of the men who have rebelled against me, for their worm shall not die, their fire shall not be quenched, and they shall be in abhorrence to all flesh.
虽然这段经文的最终指向乃是神最后的审判，乃是地狱里面的真实的情景。
So what it described here is after the final judgment, what it looks like in hell.
但是这个真正的这个情景呢，在耶稣时代，人们已经看见了。
But the same condition the people of Jesus' time have already seen.
那么主耶稣在这里也是在告诉人们，罪的后果就是在地狱中承受那永远的痛苦。
So this is where Jesus says the consequence of sin is the permanent torment in hell.
因为地狱中有不灭的虫，有不灭的火，有不死的虫。
Because in hell there's unquenchable fire and a never died.Warm.
而且人在地狱中并不是说是你没有知觉，而是完全的能知觉到。
But it also says when we are, if we are in hell, we do not lose our senses, we can feel it.
那么启示录第二十章十一到十四节，那么就是一个这个约翰那么看到的最后的这个情景。
So in the Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 to 14, describes what John have seen of the final scene.
那么我们这面他写道，我又看见一个白色的大宝座与坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前。案卷展开了，并且有另一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判，死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。
Revelation 20 verses 11 to 14. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who was seated on it. From his presence, earth and sky fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to what they had done. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it, death and Hades.Gave up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one of them, according to what they had done. Then death and the Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire.
所以呢，这里告诉我们，死亡它并不是像很多人所想象的，就像人死如灯灭一样，完全消失了。
So it telling us here, it's not death, it's not what we think. Just turn off the light, there was nothing, we disappear.
虽然人死亡的时候是没有，自己好像是没知觉了，但是呢，在死亡之后呢，我们知道这儿，所有的到时候，过去死去的人都要复活。
So even though after we die, we lose the senses, however, we also know all the people who died will resurrect on the last day.
不同的是，都复活之后，那么信神的神的儿女，那么就跟耶稣基督一同得荣耀，而不信的人就会被活活的扔到这个火湖里去。
So the difference is that for those who are believers will be with Jesus together to receive glory, but the non-believers, they shall be sent into the lake of fire.
那么在这里经历永远的痛苦。
So they will suffer torment permanently.
那么在这里其实圣经中也告诉过，也告诉了我们到底那些痛苦是像什么样子的。
The Bible also telling us what it's like in those tournaments.
那么这就是说主耶稣呢，他那么在这个路加福音的时候，那么当主耶稣谈到财主跟拉撒路的故事的时候，给我们描述的情景。
Also, Jesus taught us about the story about the rich man and Lazarus.
那么我们根据圣经知道，那么拉撒路他去到天堂，而这个财主呢，最后去到地狱。
We know by from the Bible, Lazarus went to heaven, and the rich man went to hell.
那么路加福音十六章二十三节这样描述的，他说他在阴间受痛苦，就是财主，举目远远的望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他怀里，就喊着说：“我主亚伯拉罕呐、啊，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路来，用指头尖蘸点水，凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这火湖里极其痛苦。
Luke 16:23-24, it says, And in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes, that's the rich man, and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and sent Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame.
所以呢，这段经文呢，并不是说是比喻或者是什么别人说不是真实的情景。其实这段经，其实这几节经文呢，是真实的描述地狱里面是一个什么情景，因为这里面有具体的人的名字。
Even people think this is not true, but this truly describes what it's like in hell because there are true names.
那么虽然圣经中明确的描述了，表明了地狱的存在，还有在其中人的痛苦。
Even though the Bible has recorded the existence of hell and also the torment in it.
然而很多人还是不信，也不知，那么这些不知悔改的罪人甚至扬言说，即使有最后的审判还有地狱，他们也不惧怕，也不会去信耶稣。
Even this, with all this description, many unbelievers, they do not think they're going to die and they just do not believe in the tournament.
其实他们这样说并不是他们不惧怕神的审判和地狱。
This does not mean they are not afraid of God's judgment and hell.
并不是他们比别人勇敢。
It doesn't mean they are brave.
那是因为他们根本就不相信地狱的存在，也不相信最后审判的发生。
That's because they do not believe the existence of hell. They do not believe in the last judgment.
那么主耶稣在这里几次重复罪的可怕后果。
So several times Jesus repeated to tell us the consequence, the terrible consequence of sin.
那么他也是让我们警醒自守，不要入了迷惑，要靠神的恩典抵制一切的诱惑。
So he tells us we need to be alarmed, warn ourselves, and keep ourselves, and don't not be misled.
避免我们犯任意妄为的罪。
So lest we commit the sin by presumptions.
那么这里第二层意思就是让我们知道我们救恩是何等的宝贵。
The other meaning is teach us how precious our salvation is.
是因为我们的之所以有这样的救恩，我们之所以会脱离那样的永远的痛苦，那是因为主耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
So the fact we can avoid such a torment, it is the grace of Jesus who completed on the cross.
所以我们要常常从感恩的心为主的名做美好的见证，使主得到他该得的荣耀。
So we should often for God's name's sake to make him the glory to be seen by other people.
那么透过我们真实的生命来体现我们生命中彰显出基督的样子来。
So through our life, so we can show how we can experience the true life of Jesus.
那么这就是我们下一点要讲的第三点，基督徒生命的彰显。
So this is the third point, the manifestation of Christian life.
这就是第四十九、五十两节。
The verses 49 and 50.
我们先看四十九节，因为必用火当盐腌个人。
Verse 49, for everyone will be salted with fire.
那么这节经文呢，它主要有两层含义。
There are two meanings of this verse.
那么也是指最后的审判。
It's meaning the last judgment.
那么就像哥林多前书三章十一到十五节这样讲。
It's described in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 to 15.
他说因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样，人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐，人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救，虽然得救乃像从火里经过一样。
For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it. because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire.
所以这里告诉我们了，我们每个人的重生得救，完全是主耶稣为我们成就的，没有我们半点的功劳。
So here telling us our regeneration was basically the work of Jesus Christ, none from our own efforts.
但是呢，得主的赏赐，那是我们靠着神的恩典和自己在主里的辛劳。
So to receive reward is according to God's grace and our hard work in on ourselves.
那么这一节经文的第二层意思就是四十九节，它是指神的儿女在成圣的过程中会经历到各样的艰难。
So the second meaning of this verse is that the children of God shall suffer many difficulties in their life.
那么这里我们引用彼得前书四章十二到十三节告诉我们。
Here is also the same as Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 4.Verse 12 and 13.
他这里说，亲爱的弟兄啊，有火烈的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，在你们在使你们在他的荣耀显现的时候，可以欢喜快乐。
Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you.As though something strange were happening to you. Be rejoiced in so far as you share Christ's suffering, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed.
那么这里告诉我们主是主使我们靠着他的恩典能够经历这各样的这些艰难。
So here it tells us the reason we can endure all kinds of difficulties is by God's grace.
我们能够经历各样的艰难，乃是与主一同受苦。
The reason that we suffer all the difficulties is to suffer with Christ.
都是为了我们的好处，好让我们将来跟主一同欢喜快乐。
So it is for our good, so that one day we may rejoice with Christ.Lord, together.
我们看五十节。
Now we look at verse 50.
他说：“野本是好的，若失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？你们里头应当有野，彼此和睦。”
Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, how will you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace with one another.
那么这一节经文里面的野呢，它是指神儿女本该有的品格。
Here it points to the character that God's children should have.
那么就像作为我们说野，野呢就是要让我们真的在食物中呢来做调味的品，或者是做消毒的东西。
So there are two purposes for the salt. One is to cleanse and disinfect, and the other one is to add.The flavor.
如果作为盐没有这样的功能，那它就没有存在的任何意义，肯定就会被丢掉了。
So when the salt lost those functions, they will be thrown away.
那么我们作为神的儿女，也要有我们本该成为神所欲所让我们成为的神的儿女的那些品格。
So as children of God, we ought to have the character that God has prepared for us.
那么就像马太福音五章十三节告诉我们的
It's just like what Jesus said in Matthew 5 verse 13.
他说你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏了。
You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good.For anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet.
所以就是说盐它的咸味肯定不会失去，那么作为一个神真正的儿女，那么他所具有的品格一定会存在，一定会彰显。
So what it says is the saltiness of salt will never be lost. Therefore, to be God's children, we shall never be lost.
所以这里这节经文并不是说是人的救恩或者什么会失去，乃是说一个真正的蒙恩得救的人，他的救恩永远存在，他永远有这样神的品，神给他的品格。
So what is said that is not saying that we can lose salvation from God. It just says that we have the character of God that we shall never lose.
那么这里主耶稣在告诉我们，作为蒙恩的罪人，我们的本分就是为主做美好的见证。
So it tells us as blessed sinners, we are to bear good witness for our Lord.
让那些还没有信耶稣的人从我们的日常生活中看到耶稣基督的生命在我们身上的彰显。
So for those who are non-believers, they can see in our life the manifestation of the true life of Jesus.
看到基督的爱充满在我们中间。
So they can see the love of Jesus is filled in our lives.
吸引他们和我们接近，把福音传给他们。
So that may attract them to be near and make us able to spread the gospel to them.
来鼓励他们来教会和我们一起敬拜、查经、参加教会的团契。
Encourage them to come to church to worship with us, to have a fellowship with us.
来亲身体会与神儿女在一起的平安和喜乐。
So that they may experience the peace and joy be with together with.Brothers and sisters,
来等候圣灵通过神的道在他们的心中动那美好的善功。
So and they wait for the Holy Spirit to work in them through the words of God to fight the fight.
使他们能够重生得救，归入神的国度。
So they may be born again, return to God's kingdom.
弟兄姐妹朋友们，那么在今天的信息中呢，主耶稣教导我们罪的可怕后果和地狱永远痛苦的真实存在。
So brothers, sisters and friends, through the message today, we know what sin is and how terrible the consequence of sin.
他在这里警戒那信徒要靠着主的恩典拒绝一切诱惑。
So believers should depend on God's grace to resist all kinds of temptations.
防止我们自己犯罪，也防止我们导致别人犯罪。
Preventing us from sinning and also preventing us causing others to sin.
那么珍惜神赐给我们的宝贵的救恩。
So we should treasure the preciousalvation from God.
那么能够在这个世上能够尽且度日为主做他的见证。
So that we may live godly in this life to be a good testimony for the Lord.
他在这里同时也是在警戒那些还没有信主的人。
It also warned those who are yet to believe.
让他们知道地狱和最后的审判乃是绝对的真实。
So they will know it is true there is hell and there is the final judgment.
让他们真正的思想人生最后的归宿到底在哪里。
So let them meditate where we eventually ended up.
让我们每个人能够诚实的来到主的面前来问自己几个问题。
So we may come honestly before God to claim our position.
我有没有把神的救恩看作为宝贵？
Have I treasured God's salvation?
我有没有时常愿意与主亲近？
Have I often wished to be close to the Lord?
我有没有在家中、在教会、在工作岗位上或者在学校为主做美好的见证？
Have I been a good testimony for the Lord in my work, in my family, in my school?
那么假设今天我们要离开这个世界，那么我会在哪里？
If I'm to leave this world, where would I be?
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来感谢你。
Heavenly Father, We come before you together to thank you.
主，很感谢你透过主你的创造，透过主你的圣经来启示你自己。
We thank you for revealing yourself to us through your creation and through the Bible.
主，让世上的人能够不是靠自己，那是靠着你的恩典，能够认识你。
So all the people may know your grace, may know you through your grace.
主，求主你赐我们每个你的儿女一颗谦卑受教的心。
May you teach us and give us a teachable heart.
让我们能够真的是知道何为主你所喜悦的旨意。
So that we truly know what is pleasing to you.
主，也求主你在那还没有信你的人的心中做那美好的善工。
May you work in the hearts of those who are yet to believe in you.
主，因为主你到现在还没有回来，主不是你单言，乃是主你不愿意一人成龙，你愿意万人悔改。
Oh Lord, we know you are not coming back yet, but that's not because you delayed it, but only because you would wish all to save and none to perish.
主，我们感谢你。
So Lord, we thank you.
我们在这祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.